Father, salamat po sa umagang ito. What a joy to be at your church. You as the head of this church, just worshiping and singing to you, to Jesus, through the Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would hide me, you would hide my weaknesses ngayong umaga, Lord, but I pray that they would just see Christ from this passage. I pray, kung sino man yung mga nandito, Lord, that do not know you, I pray that as we go through this text, that they would know you. Salamat, Panginoon. At even yung mga anak, Panginoon, I pray that they would be encouraged and equipped as they listen to your word preach. We pray this in Christ's name. So, ang text po natin ay nasa book ng Deuteronomy. Deuteronomeo ba sa Tagalog? So, ang ganda na pagkakabasa ni Mitch kanina. So, Deuteronomy, alam natin, it's the fifth book. Kumbaga parang fifth volume ng libro ni Moses. Tama po ba? So, merong limang book si Moses. Yan yung tinatawag nating Torah or yung Book of the Law, Book of Instructions, right? So, ano ba nangyari? Bago natin tignan yung Deuteronomy 30, tignan muna natin ano yung nangyari so far sa history ng mundo. Okay, Genesis, alam natin, God created the heavens and the earth. Di po ba? And then He created Adam and Eve. And it was so good, sabi ng Panginoon. However, Adam and Eve rebelled against God. At yun na nga po, nagka-problema na ang mundo. However, God's grace and mercy still stands. Sa Genesis 3:15, pinangako niya yung offspring, yung royal descent, yung royal line that would kill the devil, that would annihilate the devil. Diba? And then we've traced that to Noah. And over the years, the question is still there, like, sino ba tong offspring na to? And then Genesis 12, dumating si Abraham, and then sabi ng Panginoon kay Abraham, go, malis ka doon sa iyong lugar, go to a land that I will show you. Ito yung promised land. Sabi niya, I will bless you, I will make your name great, I will multiply you, I will give you, you will be a blessing sa buong mundo, hindi lang sa nation ng Israel. And then from Abraham, we've seen Isaac, and then from Isaac, si Jacob, and then from Jacob, yung 12 tribes ng Israel. And then, we know Joseph, yung story ni Joseph, diba? Nasa Egypt sila, pero for 400 years, they were enslaved sa Egypt. And then, through these years, the people cried out to God for help. And again, by God's grace and God's mercy, God raised up Moses, who will lead them out of Egypt into the promised land. Yung pinangako sa Genesis 12 kay Abraham. Hanggang ngayon, di pa rin nalalanguha. For 400 years na silang slave. Okay? And then, God raised Moses, led them out sa Egypt. However, doon sa wilderness, they stayed for 40 years. Paikot-ikot lang sila. Bakit? They were rebelling against God. They've been complaining, grumbling against God. Binigay ng Lord yung kanyang covenant. Binigay ng Lord yung mga kautusan niya. Pero anong ginawa nila? They rejected God. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, I will not let you in doon sa promised land. Hindi kayo makakapasok sa promised land, pero yung mga anak nyo, your sons and daughters, na sabi nyo, walang kaalam-alam ngayon, they will enter the promised land. Okay, yan po ang context natin. So, itong book ng Deuteronomy, yan po ay papasok sila ng promised land. So, yung first generation, lahat namatay na. Ito na yung mga anak ng first generation. So, second generation, papasok sila sa promised land. Nasa Moab sila, east of Jordan. Papasok sila ng promised land. At itong sinasabi ni Moses, ito yung mga sermons, yung mga addresses niya para sa second generation na to. So, para mas maintindihan natin yung book ng Deuteronomy, meron siyang anim na sections. So, yung first three chapters, chapters 1 to 3, yan ay look back from Sinai. Meaning, Moses is reiterating, ano ba yung mga nangyari sa Sinai, doon sa wilderness for almost 40 years, probably about 38 years. Ano nangyari? Bakit tayo nandito ngayon? Kasi yung mga magulang nyo ay hindi sumunod kay Yahweh. They've been rebellious, they've been complainers, ayaw nilang sundin yung utos ko. Ano nangyari? Namatay silang lahat. Ang point ni Moses, don't be like them. Huwag nyo silang tularan. Okay? Dapat kayo, sundin nyo yung mga utos ng Panginoon. And then chapters 4 through 11, Moses would give them motivations. para sundin yung law. Halimbawa, sabi ni Moses, you are a chosen generation. You are a holy people chosen by the Lord. It's not because of you or because of your number. No, because the Lord has set His love on you. Walang ibang dahilan. But that's the only thing. God has chosen you as His people. So obey the commandments. And then chapters 12 through 26. So ito yung exposition ng Ten Commandments. So alam natin yung Ten Commandments, pero si Moses, in-expound niya, meaning, in-explain niya, okay, how would it look like sa ating day-to-day na buhay itong Ten Commandments? So that's his chapters 12 through 26. Okay, now from chapters 27 through 29, ang point ni Moses dito is, kapag ka sinunod niyo yung utos, you will be blessed. Pero kapag hindi nyo sinunod yung utos, you will be cursed. So blessings upon blessings upon blessings kapag kayo sumunod. Ngunit pag hindi kayo sumunod, curses upon curses upon curses. At yung climax ng curse ay exile. Mapapalayas kayo. Sa Tagalog kanina binasa natin, maitatapong kayo. Diba? Itatapong kayo sa ibang bansa. So yan yung Deuteronomy 27 to 29. And then, merong problema doon sa chapter 29, verse 4, when sinabi ni Moses, until now, the Lord has not given you a heart to see, or eyes to see and ears to hear. Meaning, merong kayong uncircumcised heart. Okay, babalikan natin yan. We see the solution sa chapter 30. And then sa chapter 30, we see, ito pala yung solution, that God will circumcise their hearts. Yun lamang yung paraan so that they can obey all of God's law. Now, 31 to 34, ito na yung preparations nila. Papasok na sila sa land. At si Moses, kinokommission niya yung people of Israel. Okay, kinokommission niya, binigyan niya ng blessing yung 12 tribes. At pinaprepare niya si Joshua as he leads the people into the promised land. Kasi si Moses may iwan sa Mount Nebo and he will die there. So, yun yung buong structure ng Deuteronomy. And then again, going back doon sa chapter 29, verse 4, ano yung sabi doon? Sabi, but to this day, the Lord has not given you a heart to understand or eyes to see or ears to hear. So yun yung problema. Kaya hindi nila masunod yung law. That's why they cannot love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. Kasi they have uncircumcised heart. Yan yung context ng chapter 30. And we see the solution to that problem. Ang solution is a circumcised heart. So now let us go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Tingnan natin yung verse 1. Pero ito muna yung ating yung thesis for today or yung main point. In Deuteronomy 30, we see that God alone circumcises our heart, enabling us to love Him with all our being and live with Him forever. So, in other words, God circumcises our heart or God gives us a new heart so that we could love Him and enjoy Him forever. Okay? God alone gives us a new heart so that we could love Him and enjoy Him forever. That's the main point for today. And we're gonna unpack that into 4 points. Okay, yung una nating point, we're gonna see the need for a circumcised heart. Makikita natin yan sa chapter 30, verses 1 through 5. So we're gonna establish, bakit ba natin kailangan itong new heart na to? Or yung circumcised heart. Okay, and then, yung second point natin, tatalon tayo, we'll skip verse 6 for now, tatalon tayo sa verse 17 through 18, makikita natin doon yung curse ng uncircumcised heart. So ano ba mangyayari kapag wala kang new heart or uncircumcised yung puso mo? Makikita natin sa verses 17 through 18. And then balik tayo sa ating third point, the promise of a circumcised heart. Yan po ay nasa chapter 30 verses 6 through 10. And by the way, ito pong first na tatlong points natin, we will go through it quickly. Okay, medyo mas mabilis po tayo. Kung nasa third point na ako at parang sabi niyo, ang bilis, huwag po kayo mag-ala. Hanggang alas dos po tayo rito. Tinanong ko si Pastor Alvin, sabi ko, isang oras ba ang preaching? Sabi niya, 2 hours. So, Hopefully may mga baong kayong croissant dyan. So yun po yung third point natin. And then yung last point, we will spend more time. Ito po yung the obedient new heart. So anong, how would it look like to have an obedient new heart or new heart or circumcised heart? We'll see that from verses 11 through 16 and then sa 19 to 20. So yan po yung roadmap natin for today. I know it, you know, mahabang context, but I always do that para mas maintindihan natin ano ba yung passage natin for today. So, chapter 30, punta na po tayo sa chapter 30, verse 1. Sign po natin. And when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you. Few observations po. Sabi sa una, and when, hindi po and if. Diba? That means, mangyayari talaga ito. Anong mangyayari? This blessing and cursing will come upon you. Itong blessing at curse ay mangyayari. Sabi niya, which I have set before you and you call them to mind. Pag naalala niyo, when you come to your senses, I remember po yung prodigal son, di ba? Ito yung term na ginamit ni Luke, na when he came to his senses. Ito yun, when you call them to mind. Among all nations where the Lord God has driven you. Yung last part po, anong po sinasabi ni Moses? You're gonna be exiled. Hindi po ba parang bad news agad? Kasi, teka lang, Moses, hindi ba nga kami nakakapasok? Sinasabi mo, may exile na kami agad. Diba? Pero yun po yung sinasabi ni Moses. The blessing, mabe-bless kayo kasi partly you will obey, pero partly, or actually a large part, you will disobey. Kaya itong mga curses ay pupunta sa inyo. At actually, may exile kayo. Pero sabi ni Moses, pero once you come back to your senses, ano mangyayari? Verse 2, and return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey His voice in all that I command you today with all your heart, with all your soul. Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you. So first, that means, sabi ni Moses, pagka naalala niyo lahat ng ito, at kapag nag-repent kayo sa mga kasalanan niyo at gusto niyong sundin yung mga utos ko, verse 3, the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and He will gather you again from all peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. If your outcasts, verse 4, outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you and from there He will take you. The point is, pagka naalala nyo lahat na ito, and when you repent, when you return to the Lord, when you decide to follow Him, He will restore you from exile. Diba? So, hindi pa nga sila nakapasok, sabi ni Moses, may exile kayo. Pero hindi doon nagtatapos. Kahit nasa exile kayo, God will gather you. Kahit nasaan man kayong sulok ng mundo, God will gather you, God will restore you doon sa promised land, which is the land of Canaan. Verse 5, and the Lord your God will bring you into the land that your fathers possessed, which is Canaan, that you may possess it, and He will make you prosperous and numerous than your father. So, ano yung mga word na binanggit sa verse 5? Land, prosperous, numerous. Very familiar sa language ng covenant with Abraham. Diba? So, God is saying, you're gonna get that, yung pangako kay Abraham. So, the point here sa limang verses na to is they need a circumcised heart. They need a circumcised heart. Kaya nga sabi ng Panginoon sa chapter 10, Deuteronomy chapter 10, circumcise therefore the foreskins of your heart. Kasi yan lamang ang mag-i-enable sa inyo upang sundin ang utos ng Panginoon. Basahin natin yung chapter 10. I will read it for us. Magsisimula ako sa verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Few observations, sabi ng Panginoon, yung commandments ng Panginoon, yung mga utos niya ay para sa ating kabutihan, for our good. Sometimes iniisip natin, ano ba to si Lord, puro utos. No, it is for our good, always for our good. Verse 14, behold, the Lord your God belong heaven and the heavens, heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet, verse 15, yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them. You above all peoples, as are this day. Verse 16, ito na yung sabi niya, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. Ano ibig sabihin ng circumcision? Alam natin kung ano yung circumcision. It's cutting out the flesh. Diba? Yung foreskin. Nakakita na ba kayo? At sinasabi dito ng Panginoon, it's an open heart surgery. Diba? Nakakita na ba kayo ng surgeon na nag-o-opera, ino-opera yung sarili niya? Di pa siguro, no? Trained pa yun, ha? What more tayo? Baka ako, hawak ko pa lang yung panghiwa, himatayin na ako. So, imposible. How, Lord, how can I circumcise my heart? Diba? So, ang point, balik tayo sa Deuteronomy 30, ang point is you need a new heart. Bakit? Ano bang mangyayari kapag ka meron tayong uncircumcised heart? So, ito na yung tatalon tayo sa verses 17 through 18. Ito mangyayari pagka wala tayong new heart. Verse 17, but if your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, meaning, you know, if your heart turns away, if your heart is divided, if you have a divided heart or uncircumcised heart, diba, ano mangyayari? You will be drawn away to other gods and serve them. And 18, ito yung mangyayari. I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. In short, yung mga curses na binanggit sa chapters 27, 28, 29 ay mapapasa inyo. Lahat ng curses na yon. Ano ba yung mga curses na yon? Example, napakarami, napakahaba. Example, chapter 28 verses 58 through 59. If you are not careful to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring on you and on your offspring extraordinary afflictions, severe and lasting, and sicknesses, grievous and lasting. Kaya nga po, yung prosperity gospel will never work. Diba? We always, you know, mga prosperity gospel, they would always claim yung mga blessings sa atin. You will be blessed. Diba? Kaya sabi ni Pastor Alvin kanina, pag nagbigay tayo, hindi pala tayo i-bless. Hindi siya babalik ng siksikliklig umaapaw. Kasi, you wanna make sure you are actually obeying God's law. You are actually loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Diba? In order for you to access those blessings. Pero ang reality, we're not. And kung yun yung reality, anong mangyayari? Curses ang makakamtan natin. That's why it will never work. Okay? So, yun yung curse ng uncircumcised heart. And kanina, we've seen that. Anong magiging ultimate curse niya? Exile. Diba? You will not live long in the land, and you shall surely perish. So now, nakita natin yung need for a circumcised heart. Nakita rin natin yung curse for an uncircumcised heart. So ngayon, gustong-gusto na natin to, di ba? Kasi, teka, kailangan ko pala at ayoko yung curse na yon. Kailangan ko. So paano tayo magkakaroon ng new heart? Sabi sa chapter 10, circumcise your heart. Ay, hindi nga natin kayang gawin. Now, ito yung third point natin, which is the promise of new heart, which is makita natin sa verses 6 through 10. So now, ito yung promise ng Panginoon. The promise of a circumcised heart. Verse 6, and the Lord, your God, will circumcise your heart. That's it. Si Lord po ang gagawa, hindi po tayo. We can never circumcise our own heart. It is the Lord who will do it for us. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, the Lord will circumcise your heart. I will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. At kapag mayroon tayong circumcised heart, ano po mangyayari? Yung kadugtong? So that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live. Yan po ang solusyon. It's never our own works. Minsan ba naisip nyo, gusto ko na sumunod, gusto ko na yung gawin yung sinasabi ni Pastor Alvin, pero bakit lagi ako nag-fail? Bakit hindi ko magawa? Maybe because you still have an uncircumcised heart. Pero God here is promising that He will give us a circumcised heart so that you will love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. So that you may live. At ano pa mangyayari? Verse 7, and the Lord your God will put all these curses on your foes and enemies who persecuted you. So yung curses na imbis na sa'yo, mapupunta daw doon sa mga nag-persecute sa mga Israel. Verse 9, the Lord your God will make you, verse 8, and you shall again obey the voice of the Lord and keep all His commandments that I command you today. So magkakaroon tayo ng obedience, ng heartfelt obedience kapag ka nagkaroon ng circumcised heart. Verse 9, the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all the work of your hands, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you as He took delight in your fathers. Again, quick observations, yung mga word na ginamit ni Moses dito, prosperous in all the work of your hand, the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground. Ito po ay similar language ng Genesis 3, after nagkasala si Adam at si Eva. So I'm gonna read Genesis 3, verses 16-19. Ito na po yung after nila nagkasala, Genesis 3:15, binigay yung offspring, yung promise ng offspring. Pero ito yung parusa, ito yung curse kay Adam and Eve. To the woman, he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you. So in short, magkakaroon ng barrenness, magkakaroon ng pain in multiplying, ng pain sa childbearing. And then, verse 17, cursed is the ground because of you. Ito na yung kay Adam. So yung ground ay magkukurse, di ba? Hindi siya magbubunga kung ano yung mga dapat niyang ibunga. And then verse 18, thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. So that means yung land or yung ground will be unfruitful. Verse 19, by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. That means you will die. So it seems na sa Deuteronomy 30, ang pinapangako ng Panginoon, I will reverse that curse. Okay? Yes, ito yung mga curses. Pero sa promised land, itong promised land na to will be like the Garden of Eden. Fruitful land. Fruitful yung offspring nyo. Dadami kayo. So yan yung pangako ng Panginoon para sa mga Israelita. Okay, and by the way, pangako ito para sa Israelita. Diba? Sometimes we take all of this, ito especially word na prosperous. Verse 10, when you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep His commandments and His statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. In short, repent and obey God's word. So, yun po yung tatlo nating points. So, we've seen yung need ng circumcised heart, we've seen yung curse ng uncircumcised heart, and yung promise ng circumcised heart. So, ano po mangyayari when we have this new heart? So yan po makikita natin sa fourth point natin. And from this, I will not just stop sa Deuteronomy 30. We're gonna explore yung mga ibang passages po ng scripture as we go through ano ba itsura nitong new heart na to pagtawid ng New Testament. Okay? Yan po gagawin natin. So, fourth point, the obedient new heart. Verse 11 through 14. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. In short, as sinabi ni Moses, hindi ito mahirap sa inyo. Hindi mahirap ang mga utos na ito. It's not a burden, sabi nga ni John. Verse 12, sabi niya, it is not in heaven. Ano ang heaven? You know, that's a place where God's presence dwell. Diba? We know that. Sabi niya, it's not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven? Meaning, sinong aakyat sa presensya ng Panginoon para kunin yung salita niya, yung utos niya at ibigay sa atin. Ang point ni Moses dito, sa context ng Israel, nasaan ang presence ng Panginoon? Mount Sinai. Right? In a sense where the presence of God dwells, yun yung heaven. Diba? Not the, you know, heavens of heaven or third heaven, but dito sa context ni Moses, Mount Sinai, doon nagdidwell ang presensya ng Panginoon. At ang sinasabi ni Moses, hindi nyo pwedeng sabihin sinong aakyat doon kasi umakyat ako doon sa Mount Sinai. Ako mismo, I went up to Mount Sinai, received God's word, at ibinigay ko yun sa inyo. So hindi nyo pwedeng sabihin, ang hirap naman at hindi ko alam yung utos ng Panginoon. Kasi Moses himself brought God's word to them. Now, okay, verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. Ano yung over the sea? Ano yung across the sea? Egypt. Sino yung galing ng Egypt? Sila mismo. Diba? Si Moses. Sabi ni Moses, hindi nyo pwedeng sabihin niya kasi galing na tayo ng Egypt, we crossed the sea at nandito na sa inyo yung God's word. Kaya sa verse 14, sabi niya, but the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it. In short, wala kayong excuse. You know God's word. I brought it up. I went to the presence of God, Mount Sinai. I received God's word. I brought it to you. We went from Egypt. Nag-cross tayo over the Red Sea. Binigay ko sa inyo yung word. Wala kayong excuse. You know God's word. Kaya nga sabi niya sa verse 15, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today by loving the Lord your God, by walking in His ways and by keeping His commandments and His statutes and rules, then you shall live and multiply and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. In short, I am setting before you God's word. What is God's word? Life and good. Yung other side ng God's word, it could be death and evil. Why? Not by the God's word himself. But if you reject God's word, anong mangyayari? Death and evil. If you receive God's word, life and good. Kaya nga, pagdating ng verse, talo na tayo, verse 19, sabi ni Moses, ito na yung high point ng sermon niya. Ito na yung climax ng sermon niya. Pero hindi pa ito yung climax ng sermon ko, ha? Ito yung climax ng sermon ni Moses. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life. People of Israel, choose life that you and your offspring may live loving the Lord your God, obeying His voice, and holding fast to Him for what He is your life. Kanina nakita natin yung commandments na to ay for our own good. And ngayon, Moses is saying, God is your life. He Himself is your life. He Himself is your length of days that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give to them. So again, going back doon sa promise kay Abraham. Kaya we always need to know yung Bible natin, yung whole ng Pentateuch, because yung Deuteronomy would always go back there. Diba? Yung promise kay Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is yung promised land. So Moses is saying, choose life. And just for quick application, Crossroads Church, Dubai, choose life. Now, choose life. Choose life and blessing and reject death and curse by believing this word. So, yan yung Deuteronomy 30, tinapos natin. However, may problema eh. Ito yung climax ng sermon ni Moses, pero ang response ng Israel ay negative. Actually, turn lang kayo doon sa next page ng Bible nyo. Chapter 31, sa verse 16, sabi ni Lord. Ito sabi niya, chapter 31, verse 16. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, you are about to lie down with your fathers," meaning, you know, Moses will die. "Then this people will rise in whore after the foreign gods among them in the land that they are entering, and they will forsake me and break my covenant that I have made with them." So God is saying to Moses, "Etong mga tao na to, they will rebel. They will whore after the foreign gods," meaning they will worship these foreign gods doon sa land ng Canaan. Na pinangako ng Panginoon, pero they will worship other gods. Kahit na alam nila yung law, kahit alam nila yung commandment ng Panginoon, kahit nakita nila yung promises ng Panginoon, they will worship other gods. They will forsake Yahweh. They will break covenant with Yahweh. And makikita natin yan when we go to Joshua. I think itong second generation did a little bit well. However, yung third generation, sa book ng Judges, yan na. Nagkanda perwisyon na sila. They just lived in rebellion. Sabi nga, di ba, sa book ng Judges, they did whatever is right in their own eyes. Di ba? Yan yung third generation. And then pumasok yung si King Saul, King David, King Solomon, and then yung mga sumunod na kings, they all did the same. They worship idols. They committed injustices. They committed sexual immorality. They rebelled against the Lord. They were not wholeheartedly loving the Lord, their God, with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind. So, yung problema. And then, sa grace ng Panginoon, God sent prophets para warningan sila. God sent prophets to warn them. Pero anong ginawa ng Israel? They rejected the prophets. They persecuted them. Ang iba sa kanila, pinatay na ang mga Israelita. And one of that prophets is the prophet Jeremiah. And tuloy na nga, dahil sa kanilang kasalanan, sa kanilang idolatry, they were exiled. Okay? Yung nation ng Israel. So, nahati sa northern and southern kingdom, yung nation. Northern kingdom, Israel, and then southern kingdom, Judah. So, northern kingdom, nauna, sinakop na ng Assyria, they were exiled, and then after several hundred years, sinakop naman ng Babylon yung Judah. So, they were all exiled. So, ngayon nasa Babylon sila. And they were asking, bakit nangyari sa ating ito? Go back to the book of Deuteronomy. Ito na yung high point ng curse na sinabi ng Panginoon, if you disobey, you will be exiled. Pero Jeremiah, as one of the prophets doon sa time ng exile, so Jeremiah 29, I think most of us are familiar with this verse. Let me read Jeremiah 29. So, alam natin to, di ba? We always use this sa Instagram and Facebook. However, ito yung context ng Jeremiah 29. Nasa exile sila, okay? They were in exile. So, verse 10, sabi niya, "For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon," so, that means you will be exiled in Babylon for 70 years, "ano sabi ni Lord, I will visit you and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place." Verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you." Ano yung plans na yon? Deuteronomy 30. "I know my plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Verse 12, pahinggan niyo ito mabuti. "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Familiar? That's Deuteronomy 30. Diba? The Lord is not done with His people. The Lord is not done. After exile, nakalaya sila, they went back to the land, pero ano pa rin ginawa nila? Ganun pa rin. They pursued idolatry, injustice, and sexual immorality. Pero the Lord's promise still stands. Ganun kabuti ang Panginoon. Sa chapter 31, sabi ng Panginoon, di ba kanina nakita natin, they broke covenant with God. Pero itong sabi ni Lord sa verse 31, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. Now God is saying, I will make a new covenant. Bakit? With the house of Israel and the house of Judah, meaning the northern and southern kingdom, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers, you know, yung covenant na nakita natin earlier, on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. Again, Deuteronomy. My covenant that they broke. Okay? Walang problema sa covenant. Ang problema sa covenant, yung mga tao, hindi nila sinusunod. They broke covenant with God. Though I was their husband, declares the Lord, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. That is the circumcision of the heart. God writing His law in our hearts. And sabi niya, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. And that's the beauty of God's grace. A contemporary of Jeremiah is Ezekiel. And ito sabi ni Ezekiel sa chapter 36. I will read from verse 25. Sabi ni Ezekiel, of course, sabi ng Lord through Ezekiel, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from your uncleannesses. And from all your idols, I will cleanse you. Verse 26, listen to this. And I will give you a new heart. Again, that is the circumcision of the heart. So God writing His laws on our heart, and God giving us a new heart. Paano mangyayari? Sabi niya pa, and a new spirit I will put within you, not just, you know, with you, but within you, sa'yo mismo. Ito yung gagawin niya, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. Ano mangyayari pagka na-circumcise yung mga puso natin? Kapag ka inalis yung pusong bato at binigyan tayo ng heart of flesh, ng new heart, anong mangyayari? Sabi niya, and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. So, circumcision of the heart will enable obedience. Yun lamang po ang solusyon. Not by our own strength, not by our own might. Only God can do that. Pero siguro nagtatanong pa rin kayo, okay, God will write His laws in our hearts. Okay, God will remove this heart of stone and, you know, give us a heart of flesh. Paano mangyayari yun? Diba? Nabubuksan niya ba ito? Alisin niya yung puso? Kala ko ba, papusong bato ba talaga to? It didn't make sense until John 3. When God Himself, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Covenant Keeper, became incarnate. Okay? Yahweh in the flesh. Now, John 3, kausap niya si Nicodemus, isang Pharisee, isang doer of the law, outwardly. So I'm going to read, I think sa slides, you know, it will start from verse 5, but I will read from verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Verse 3, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, okay, confusing, di ba? Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Valid naman yung question ni Nicodemus, di ba? Anong gagawin ko? Papasok ulit ako dun sa sinapupunan ng nanay ko? Tapos ipapanganak niya ulit ako? I think medyo may pagka-sarcastic pa yung response ni Nicodemus. So Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Ano yun? Do not marvel that I said to you, must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or from where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Ano to? Ezekiel 36. Diba? I will sprinkle clean water on you. Jesus is saying, unless one is born of water, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Verse 9, Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Diba? Parang, tell me plainly. Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things? You know, Nicodemus, very famous teacher, ruler ng the Jewish people. Ang sabi ni Jesus, hindi mo ba alam lahat ng to? You are the teacher of Israel, meaning you are a teacher of the Hebrew Bible. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Deuteronomy, diba? And how can you not know these things? Yun ang tinatanong ni Jesus dito. Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive or testimony. If I have told you earthly things, any earthly things? Things that are revealed, which is Hebrew Bible. Okay? Things that are revealed, earthly things, and you do not believe, if you don't believe Old Testament, how can you believe if I, you know, Jesus, tell you heavenly things? Now, look at verse 13. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Ano siya sabi ni Jesus dito? Si Moses ang nagsabi nun, di ba? Now Jesus is saying, I am the fulfillment of that. I came from heaven, bringing God's word, di ba? I am the word of God personified, came down from heaven and brought it to you. Verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. In short, you have to believe this word. So Nicodemus, a Pharisee, doer of the law, could not even comprehend this. Bakit? Yung kanyang puso ay uncircumcised. So it's not about yung kanyang external works, kundi yung kanyang puso. Ito rin yung mga kausap ni Stephen sa Acts chapter 7 verses 51. Sabi ni Stephen, you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears. Anong ginagawa natin kapag meron tayong uncircumcised heart? We resist the Holy Spirit. Yan ang sabi niya. And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one. And actually, si Paul picked this up in Acts 2. Listen to Paul in verse 29. Sorry, Romans 2, verse 29. But a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit. Going back to Ezekiel 36, going back to John 3. Not by letter, his praise is not from man, but from God. And that's it. God alone circumcises our hearts. Yun lang ang makakapag-enable sa atin to obey His word. And I plead with you, mga kapatid, if you know or if you think you don't have a circumcised heart, this is the day that you plead with God. God, I want that new heart. I want that. Give me a new heart. Remove my heart of stone and give me a new heart. A heart that could love you with all my heart and my soul and my mind and my might. And ano po mangyayari? Romans 6, Verse 17. If you have a new heart, ito mangyayari. But thanks be to God, sabi ni Paul, that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart. That's what's going to happen. We will be able to obey God from our heart. To the standard of teaching to which you were committed. Yes, Christians sin. I'm not saying we're not, you know, we're excused from sin. Yes, we sin. Kakasala ang mga Kristiyano. However, our fight is in our flesh. Yan ang kalaban natin. The flesh dictates us. The flesh lures us into sin. But remind yourself that you have a new heart. Yan po ang identity natin as Christians. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, just a few verses up, verse 12, then chapter 6, Romans, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Huwag niyong hayaan yung flesh nyo na mag-dictate kung anong gagawin nyo. Let your heart reigns in you. Yung new heart na binigay ng Panginoon. Verse 13, do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace. As we close this sermon, maaga pa po, ano? Hindi pa alas dos, but we're closing now. I want to close by reading chapter 10, yung binasa ni Brother Carlos kanina. So, for verse 4, chapter 10 of Romans, for Christ, I think nag-start ako sa verse 1. Oh no, wala pala dyan. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. And then ito yung kinote ni Paul, yung Deuteronomy 30. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them, but the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Meaning, Christ Himself incarnate para ibigay yung kanyang word. Hindi na si Moses, hindi na through Moses, but God Himself brought God's word to us. Verse 7, or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Christ was raised. Yes, He died bearing the penalty of our sin and shame, pero He was raised from the grave. But what does it say? Verse 8, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because, here's the solution, if we confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Yun lamang po, believe that Jesus is the Christ from your heart, and you will be saved. For with the heart, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth, one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame, for there's no distinction between Jew and Greeks. So, Paul is now saying, hindi lang ito para sa mga Israelita. Now, kasama tayo sa pangako ng Panginoon na ito. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches in all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for Your word. Thank You for the beauty of Your gospel. God, Your word is alive and is active, piercing the division of our soul and our mind and our hearts, even in our joints, our bones and marrows. Lord, Your word is alive, and Jesus Himself is the word who came down from heaven so that we may be saved. Father, I pray, even right now, those who have uncircumcised, unbelieving hearts, that You would speak to them, that You would give them a new heart and put Your Spirit within them so that they would love You, so that they would delight in You, and so that they will enjoy You forever. please, I plead with you, Lord, save souls this morning. And for those who have a new heart, believing heart, Father, I pray that through your word they would be encouraged, they would be equipped, they would have this burning passion even more to serve your church and to serve you and to spread this gospel of good news, Lord. Father, that you, I pray that you continue to bless Crossroads Church Dubai, Lord. Bless the elders, Pastor Alvin and all the elders and the members. I pray that they would continue to be united and that they would be reminded that they have a new heart and that they can fight sin, that they can kill sin through this new heart, through the power of the Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.